Carl Jung, the doctor who wanted to understand the human mind.
I was a doctor, but my main interest was in people's minds, not their bodies. My ambition was to help people who had personality problems. I tried to understand their minds. I became a kind of philosopher as well as a doctor. I was born in Kessville, in Switzerland, on the 26th of July, 1875. My father was a priest who worked in the countryside and in small villages. I was the fourth child of my parents, but I was the only one who lived to be an adult. When I was young, my parents taught me about their religious beliefs. My mother believed in God, but she was very unhappy. She suffered from depression. She often stayed in her bedroom all day. She said that spirits, ghosts, visited her in the night and talked to her. I became very interested in these strange events when I was a child. They were called occult phenomena. I was always a thoughtful child, and I spent a lot of time alone, thinking about myself. I decided that I had two identities. One was the identity of a shy schoolboy who lived in the 19th century, the person who my friends and family knew, but I also had the identity of a much older person from the 18th century. This other identity was someone who was powerful and clever. He was someone whose words people believed. I thought that I could help other people in their lives because of this powerful second identity. One day at school, another boy knocked me over, and I was unconscious for a short time. For the next 6 months, I didn't attend school. Every time I thought about school or tried to do some school work, I became unconscious again. I stopped thinking about my future, and I let my fears control my life. Later in my life, this event helped me to understand neuroses, a mental condition that makes people worried and afraid for a long period of time. But when I was young, it was my father who helped me to deal with my problem. One day I heard my father talking to someone else about me. He said that he was worried about me. He thought that I would never be able to get a job and earn money for myself. And he was worried because he didn't earn enough money to help me. At that moment, I understood that my father was a poor man. He never talked to me about that, and I understood that I had to continue with my education and find a career for myself. My main ambition at that time was to become an architect. But the University of Basel, near our home, didn't teach that subject. Instead, I studied to become a doctor. I studied medicine at Basel from 1895 to 1900. During this time, I became very interested in psychiatric medicine. Treatments for people with mental illnesses. Unfortunately, my father died the year after I began my medical studies. After I qualified as a family doctor, I studied for another degree at the University of Zurich. My teacher there was a famous psychiatrist called Eugen Leula. The thesis that I completed after my 3-year study with him was about occult phenomena. The thesis was published. It was my first book. And after that, I published many books and articles during my long life. During the next few years, I met 2 people who became very important in my life. As a result of the first meeting in 1903, I married a woman called Emma Rauschenbach. She was a member of one of the richest families in Switzerland. Emma and I had 5 children, and we were married for more than 50 years. And in 1906, I sent a copy of my new book, Studies in Word Association, to Sigmund Freud. Freud, the famous Viennese doctor who developed psychoanalysis, was 20 years older than me. Psychoanalysis is the treatment of someone who has mental problems by talking about their past life and their feelings. Freud was very interested in my book. When we met the next year, we talked for many hours. Between that year and 1913, we wrote to each other frequently and worked on various problems of psychology together. Together, Freud and I developed many ideas about human behavior. But by 1913, there were differences between us. Freud was convinced that libido, sexual energy, was the most important factor in human development. I thought that it was one important factor, but certainly not the only important factor. Also, our ideas about the psychology of religion were very different. I thought that humans had a need to believe in something, that they were born with this need. Freud wasn't interested in religion at all, and he disagreed with me. I explained what I thought in my book, Psychology of the Unconscious, and when it was published in 1912, Freud and I argued about it. The next year, we stopped working together. In 1914, the First World War began, and during the next 4 years, millions of people died. Switzerland was a neutral country. It didn't fight on either side. But it was a time of stress for everyone. I started to work as an analyst, a doctor who treats people with mental problems. I had many patients who'd lost their interest in life. I treated them by talking to them. They told me about their fears, and they told me about their dreams. I learned a lot from my patients. Then, in the years after the war, I studied people's cultures and their languages. My wife was rich, so we were able to travel. We traveled in many European countries. We also went to North Africa, Kenya, the USA, and India. During those travels, I found many links between different peoples and different cultures. I became very interested in Eastern philosophies. They increased my feeling that people's beliefs were important. I was already involved in medicine, psychology, and psychiatry. But now I became interested in archaeology, too. But treating patients with mental problems was always my main ambition. When I returned to Switzerland, I had more and more patients. They were all trying to understand their lives. No technologies, no drugs, and no prayers could solve their problems. But I helped them to understand their thoughts and their behavior. I asked my patients about their present lives and their future wishes, instead of talking always about the past with them, like Freud did. I wanted them to ask themselves, who am I? And I wanted them to ask, where am I going? Freud had written a lot about the unconscious mind, but I thought that his understanding of it was too simple. I thought that people had a personal unconscious, which was only theirs. But I thought that there was also a collective unconscious, which was shared by all people. I thought that an analyst needed to work with both of these types of unconscious mind. And I also thought about the groups of people that psychologists called introverts or extroverts. This also was too simple. There were different types of personality within these groups. Examples of these are thinking types and feeling types. So, over the years, I helped people to find personal answers to their problems. I helped them to understand their lives, sometimes by thinking about different philosophies and religions. I helped them to accept the negative parts of their own personalities. By doing all this, I developed my personal method of treatment, analytical psychology. This was very different from Freud's psychoanalysis. In 1948, I established the C.G. Jung Institute in Zurich. This college trained many analysts to use my methods. My work took me into many mental worlds, the worlds of dreams and mythology, the worlds of religion and philosophy, the worlds of art and alchemy. I wasn't the type of doctor who used medical drugs. I tried to give equal importance to science and belief for each patient. I never retired. My analytic work and the many books that I wrote kept me busy until my death on the 6th of June 1961. One of my last books was an autobiography, The Story of My Life.